all-time great players.
Touchdown, Syracuse. Donovan McNabb.
Oh, you can't stop him. Carmelo Anthony.
Marvin Harrison.
Games for the ages.
Syracuse has won the national title for the ninth time.
They're taking the national title back to Syracuse.
It's time to dust off the old reels and take a trip into WAR's Orange Archives.
2015 was the last time Syracuse played in a pre-conference tournament, and what better place to spend a Thanksgiving? You may not be able to get turkey in the Bahamas, but you're also not going to get any snow. Before they even got to Paradise, though, Syracuse began with a battle against Elon in the Carrier Dome to kick off the battle for Atlantis.
Roberson, free throw line jumper, rattles in. Tyler Roberson, a career high, 20 points, 66-55 in the first ever meeting between Syracuse and Elon.
All right, all aboard for the Bahamas. Syracuse's first test came against Charlotte, which proved to be everything but.
Right wing triple, Bosa! Mike Benajay's got 21, and Syracuse up by 19. It's 65-46. Syracuse wins its first game in the 2015 edition of the Battle for Atlantis, 83-70.
Next up came the same team the Orange is in battle with today, except that time the roles were reversed. UConn came in as the number 18 team in the country, while Syracuse was unranked.
UConn's out of control, a 3-on-1 for Syracuse. Lob up, Roberson with the push! Hear that Orange crowd roar here in paradise. As the shot clock expires, no good. Roberson gets the offensive rebound. Out to Benajay. Cross-court pass to Richardson, and Syracuse wins! The Orange stuns UConn in the battle for Atlantis!
On to the championship and another ranked opponent for the Cuse. This time it was number 25, Texas A&M.
Cooney on the left wing nearly loses it. Picks it right back up. Left wing jumper, good! And a foul! And a chance to put SU up by 9. They say champions are crowned in Atlantis, and Syracuse knows it! The Orange win the battle for Atlantis, and the Orange is the best in the Bahamas.
But that wasn't the last thing the Orange won that season. SU claimed the Midwest region in the NCAA tournament and became the first 10 seed to ever reach the Final Four. Tyler Rocky, WAER Sports.